Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's time for another episode of OC Spotlight, the one show, the only show that shows you the most incredible people doing the most amazing things right here in your own backyard. And today, I'm going to emphasize the word backyard and home a lot because we're talking with a company that puts in home solar installations. Welcome, if you will, Vincent Vinny Kersey. Did I get that correct?
You got it right. Yeah, good job.
Well, I'm thrilled to have you here, and for a lot of reasons. And let me just disclose up front, you put the solar in my house. Not getting paid to do this. This is not anything except me wanting to give you something back because you did such a great job. So I said, come on in, let's do an interview on our show here. And as part of it, I think it's a bigger story. It's a story I'm trying to tell my neighbors and friends all the time, and they just shake their head and don't understand. It's the story of home solar installation. So can we talk about this for a minute, this crazy world of solar that you've been in for a while here, and then you can give me your background and how you got started and everything?
Yeah, absolutely. It's crazy.
Solar, to me, is an appealing story. My wife started saying a couple years ago, we should put solar in a house. We live in South Orange County. We've just got a small starter home that we never got out of, but it's worth $1 million now or whatever here. And I started thinking, well, that might be a nice add-on someday that we've got solar. And I see that electric prices keep going up and up and up. And, you know, the grid's getting overtaxed and it's hard to build new power plants. So what's going to happen? They're going to charge more and more and more. I could see the handwriting on the wall. Then she started saying, we should get an electric vehicle. We're nice, peace-loving, old hippie kind of people. We want to save the planet and do good things. Leave our children or grandchildren something better behind. That felt good. And then I start doing business shows in here, and they start saying, hey, Paul, whether you want an EV or not, they're coming because they only take one-third the parts, one-third the labor, one-third the warranty. The companies have committed, GM and all that. They're going to go totally electric by 2030, 2035. You're not going to get a gas engine anymore.
Hyundai, Kia, all of them.
So you better get with the program. This isn't just about some, you know, left-leaning progressive agenda and we've just got to stop the green. No, this is pure economics. They're going to make more money, make faster cars, better cars, longer wearing cars, and they're right now they're selling them for a premium. So don't think anytime soon they're going to give up that gravy train. So if the grid is getting more and more overtaxed, which is going to drive electric prices up, and electric vehicles are rapidly going to replace gas vehicles, how am I going to power all of this stuff? What's my out? Home solar, right? Isn't that the obvious answer? I'm going to put solar panels on my roof. But now we get to the confusion, and that's where I'm going to bring you in here. So give us, if you can, an overview of what home solar is like. And I'll start you off. Because I thought, I'm going to put solar on my roof, and it's going to send power into my house, and I'm going to be off the grid. No, I'm still on the grid. I'm feeding power from my roof into the grid and getting a credit back from my utility company. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah. And I think depending on when you purchase your solar system, that'll end up being the exact, you know, technical dependency of how you purchase it. There's systems that have batteries and some that don't.
Right.
And currently, almost every single solar system has to come with a battery.
And we'll get into that in a second because I didn't get batteries. That didn't seem as critical. So let's just go back to the first statement. If you bought it 10 years ago, you got one sort of rebate back from the utility. They paid you like whatever they paid for the power, it seemed like. Then somewhere along the way, the utility company started saying, wait a minute, we don't want to pay that much. Partly because we've got our own power plants here that we've got to pay off. If we stop using them and start using everybody's home solar, like Arnold Schwarzenegger and others wanted to have 1 million solar panels across California, makes sense. But what do we do with these power plants? We just write them off? We just throw them away? So no, we don't want to pay for home solar generation. Not the same rate. And so we cut the rate a couple times. That's happened a couple times, right? Including recently.
Oh, yeah. And when you take a look at your power bill, there are two things that you're paying for. You're paying for the cost to generate the power.
Right.
And then you're paying for the distribution cost, which is the cost to get it to you.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
So the cost for them to generate power, if you take a look at your bill, it's actually like one-third the price of what it costs them to get it to you.
Really? Okay. Yeah, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. So that's where the infrastructure cost is so big. It's not just the generation of the power, but it's their cost to get it to you. And I mean, your solar panels are right on top of your roof, right? So I mean, there is no distribution cost that's associated with solar. And that's part of the advantage of solar. And that's why it's so much cheaper than other forms of power.
But that's only if you get a battery, right? If you can generate it off your roof and store it yourself, then I can draw upon that power. If there's a blackout, gee, that seems to be happening more often than I ever thought it would in my lifetime here. Or I can use it for I can offset some of the grid by using my own battery. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. But this is the evolution of solar. No, it didn't. So solar has always been that you generate power during the day. Well, the sun's out, right? You're using power for 24 hours a day.
Clearly.
But you're not actually generating power for 24 hours a day. You're doing it for 8, 12 hours, depending on the time of year, right? Well, the sun's out. All of that power has to be produced to power your house for 24 hours. So you're overproducing power during the day. And that power that you're overproducing is going to the utility company. And the utility company is causing your meter to spin backwards and you're generating a credit with them. That's how solar has always worked in California, depending on the utility company.
Right. So it doesn't go straight into your house. That was the first shock to me. I thought the minute I go on, I'm off the grid. You're not off the grid.
Yeah, no matter what, it's very discouraged for anybody to go off the grid. Can you go off grid? Technically speaking, you can, but financially, it is not advantageous to do so. Instead, even today, if you have a battery, you generate power during the day with your solar system, goes to the utility company, and the utility company then credits you for the overproduction of your solar panels. Mm-hmm. And then you purchase it back from them at a later time, nighttime or whatever the case is. Right. That's how it works if you don't have a battery. If you have a battery, it's usually the same thing, but instead of going to the utility company, now it's going to your battery.
Right.
And then you're using, or batteries, plural, and then now you're using that at nighttime.
So you're getting a little more off the grid. You're still connected to the grid, so you can draw power when you need it. You're supplying power to them when you're overproducing, but some of it you're storing for, and I would think blackouts, that would be the obvious first time.
Blackouts, yeah, and brownouts, right? And a lot of people have heard these terms, but this mainly started getting popular as well with the wildfires.
Yeah.
When the wildfires started happening,
we're going to shut the grid down for a while. It's so hot, we're afraid we're going to start a fire. So sorry, folks, we could supply you power, but we're not going to risk it.
And there are people that have CPAP machines and medical devices where, you know, electricity is life-saving.
Yeah.
So, yeah, batteries then became a critical part of solar. And now this is this is getting near the end game of getting closer to a off-grid solution.
Right.
With enough solar panels and enough batteries, the utility company becomes less and less necessary. And that's why I'm not quite sure why the utility companies are moving in this direction. It's definitely
because they're pushing people to get batteries now, because let's walk through this. So in the beginning, for example, I inherited a house 10 years ago. My father died in Sun City out in Palm Desert. And I thought, well, first thing I'll do is put solar, left me a little money. I'll put solar on the house. I'm not going to sell it. I might want to live in it someday here. I'll rent it in the meantime. It's 120 degrees out there. The sun is on nearly all the time there. I looked around. There was nobody that had solar panels on it. I started asking around. I asked you. I asked other people. I said, well, the utility company out there, which is
IED, I believe.
Yeah,
Imperial Irrigation District.
Imperial Irrigation District that handles all the power and the water all the way out to like the Colorado River or something here. Huge district. They decided early on, they were one of the first, we're not going to pay that much for this power back. Yes, we'll take it. We've been mandated to take it. We want to take some of it. It gives us some flexibility, but we don't want to pay that much for it. So the solar companies have said, packed up and left and aren't doing business out there.
And see, throughout the United States, there are utility companies similar that charge very, very cheap. That's what's made California set the mecca for solar throughout the United States, is that ultimately we have a lot of solar radiation. We have a lot of exposure to the sun, right? A lot of sunlight. In addition to that, we have the most expensive utility companies throughout the United States, San Diego Gas and Electric, Pacific Gas and Electric, Southern California Edison. Between those two things combined with rising utility costs, these are what make California so popular when it comes to solar. When you take a look at places like Texas or Florida or Utah, Arizona, Colorado, right. Arizona, or even IID, right? Even other utility companies, they're paying 10, 15, 20 cents for power. We're paying 3, 4, 5 times what they're paying for electricity. So there's a number of factors that determine whether or not an area is a good location for solar. You go up toward Washington, Alaska, I mean, it's rainy. You have obviously not the greatest weather, right?
Right. Especially, it's not going to generate that much, right?
It's not going to generate the same. So we definitely have, the hot spot for solar, so to say, here.
So again, my shock was first, I thought it was just going to power my own grid. No. Maybe if you get batteries, you're starting to move in that direction. But basically, you're powering into the grid and then pulling, you're getting a credit, and you, then at night, you're pulling out of the grid, either drawing down your credit or drawing extra power as need be. All right, so that was a little confusing to me. Then we get into this crazy way the whole system is marketed, which led me to you. I start getting people knocking on my doors. Hey, free panels, free solar, free power. I'm like, free? What does it work? And as I dug into it, it seemed like all they're doing is replacing, they're going to become the utility company. We're going to put panels up for free, and then you're obligated to pay us at a certain rate for the next 20 years, and that's how we'll make money. And yes, it's fixed. It's not going to subject to the same increases, I don't think, as what's the utility?
Yeah, Southern thing? California Edison, San Diego Gas and Electric. Yes, they're the SoCal predominant, LADWP.
So the pitch was they're going to get more and more demand. They've got fewer and fewer ability to build power grids, and they've got expensive systems to pay off and the distribution lines in place. They're going to charge you more and more and more and more and more. So we will fix your rate, or we'll have it at a stepped rate. It only goes up at certain increase. But we'll put up the solar panels, but you're just replacing one utility for a company for another, kind of, it seemed like.
Yeah, there's a number of ways to purchase solar, and the way that it's marketed is, it's very deceptive.
It's like snake oil. I'm sorry to say, it sounded like snake oil to me. I got guys coming up on my house, beautiful presentation book, telling me how wonderful solar is, save the planet, avoid rising utility costs, we'll put the panels in for free, wonderful. And then I start looking at them, and they're like, so sign right now. I said, well, I'm going to go look at this. Oh, no, this deal's tonight.
Yeah.
What do you mean tonight? I got to go check you out. I got to go check out the equipment. Oh, no, this is tonight. And they're trying to close me like a used car salesman. And then I said, well, let me go get a couple other guys to come out. And the quotes are all over the place. And then I start realizing they're not all promising the same equipment. There's cheap panels that only last a while, like any a cheap battery in your phone. You can only recharge it so many times, and pretty soon it doesn't recharge anymore here. And those solar panels aren't going to produce what you thought they were maybe 5-10 years from now or something. Talk about some of that.
This is the ultra confusing part of purchasing solar, because to make matters even worse, you have to have a crystal ball, right, to know what your power usage is going to be 3, 5, 7, 10 years from now, especially with how fast things are evolving.
How many EVs am I going to have, and how much do they
take? How much power do they use, right? And how far do I commute? Because that's ultimately how much power it's going to generate. So I can tell you that the way that solar is marketed is generally deceptive. And this is what I'm trying to combat. This is what OC Solar is trying to combat. We're trying to make it where you can have all of the options out on the table, laid out to you, and then you get to choose which one works best for you, because there's really just no such thing as a one-size-fits-all.
Right. Maybe you want somebody to put the panels in for no cost, and therefore you're paying them a contract to them to buy power from them for a certain number of years.
There's generally, I would say, 4 consolidated ways that people can purchase solar.
All right, let's go through this. Okay. Give me the 4 ways people can buy solar today in their house.
So the simplest way is obviously paying cash for it, scratching a check, right? This is going to be the fastest return on investment. This was really popular for the last couple of years while money has been very cheap, because a lot of people have been able to borrow from home equities or from other forms, and they would just pay for it. This will get you generally, I would say, a 3.5 to a 5 year return on investment.
Okay.
That's going to be generally speaking what you're looking
Depending on your utility bill, you can pay for that. You're saving that on the utility bill. In 3 to 5 years, you paid off the system
through that savings.
Right?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, number two, which has been really the most popular way to buy solar for, I would say, the last 5 to 7 years, is through some sort of a loan program.
Right. That's what we took.
Yeah. And this is what the majority of our customers have done. Even very wealthy clients that could easily afford to maybe pay for it cash, money has been very cheap to borrow for solar.
Exactly.
We've had 1, 2, 5% interest rates, and you can finance it for 5 years, 12 years, 15, 20 years, 25 years if you want to get the cheapest payment possible.
I think we did like 15 or 20 years to bring the payment down.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And this is what
maybe
we've...
Maybe 10 years. I don't remember. 10, 15 years, something like that.
And we've encouraged this for people, right? One of the other great benefits of getting a loan program is that you can even often write the interest off that's associated with it. And then you get to collect on the tax credit because you own it. In both a cash and a loan scenario, you own the solar system.
And let's talk about that, because there is tax breaks. Is it a direct deduction, or how does it work? I forget.
Yeah, so
I don't even know that I've filed my tax credit yet here for the
loan. I don't think that you have. So when you do your solar system at the end of your installation, when you get your paid in full receipt or invoice, this is what you're going to present to your accountant. And then when you file your taxes for that tax year, then you'll be able to receive a tax credit. It's a dollar for dollar credit. So
right.
Without getting, you know, I got to do the disclosure.
Yeah, you're not an accountant.
I'm not a CPA or accountant. Right. But, you know, essentially...
Check with your own before you make it. We're just giving you general educational information here.
Right. But it's 30% of the cost of the system. So if your system costs $10,000 or $30,000, you're going to get $3,000 or a $9,000 tax credit. It's not a write-off. It's a credit. So if you owe $10,000 in taxes, that $9,000 will contribute toward what you owe.
Right.
So, or it can contribute to you getting a refund potentially.
And can you roll that forward? I mean, if you don't owe anything this year, but maybe next year or something.
Yeah.
All right. So there's that's only if you own the system. So
Yes.
either you buy it or you took a loan out to install it.
But in both situations, you own it, right?
Right.
Now, there's option 3 and 4, which are very popular among the big companies.
Right.
Number three,
like Tesla, for example.
Yeah, Tesla or Sunrun or Vivint, a lot of the big nationwide companies, right? So number three is going to be a power purchase agreement, which is what you were referring to earlier. This is often presented in door-to-door. Somebody's coming to you and they're stating this. A lot of sales companies are doing this. We're going to install the system for free.
Yeah.
No money out of pocket, right? Oh. We're going to install it for free. We'll pay for the installation. You just pay us for the power that the solar system generates.
Right.
And it's at a fixed cost and it's cheaper than what the utility company is.
Right.
Now, because you don't own it, they also get to keep the tax credit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before I say too many negative things about a power purchase agreement, let me start off by saying that for some people, it is actually the best way to go.
Mm-hmm.
If you do not have a tax appetite, let's say that you're retired, or let's say you're self-employed and you write your income, for instance, down to zero.
Right.
Oftentimes, a power purchase agreement can be very beneficial because they pass it through to you in the form of a reduced payment.
Mm-hmm.
So a power purchase agreement is popular. It's often presented as well. You know, you currently have Verizon and you're paying $300 a month, and here comes T-Mobile. And we're T-Mobile, and now you can swap for $200
right,
a month.
Exactly.
They try to make it simple. That's number three. And then number four is...
And I'll just stop you there, because the only disadvantage I can see is you're still paying somebody forever for that power. If you own the system, eventually, whether you paid it off up front or you pay it off over 10 years, at some point you own it. And now you're producing electricity, which gives you a credit towards your bill. Theoretically, that credit is enough to cover, hopefully, 10 years from now, without the crystal ball. Hopefully it's enough to cover your power consumption, and therefore you have no utility bill.
This is what we're trying to do for everyone. We're even future-proofing the majority of our customers, right? But yes, the answer is at the, you know, most power purchase agreements are either 20 years or 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, it's the same as the fourth option, which is a lease, right? So both a power purchase agreement and a lease are third-party owned. We call it TPO. These third-party ownership models, they keep the tax credit, they keep the incentives, they pass it through to you. In a power purchase agreement, you're just paying for what the system generates. In a lease, it's kind of like a car lease. You're leasing the solar system. But at both, at the end, you end up either giving the solar system back, mm-hmm. or you have to purchase it for the fair market value, just like an auto lease.
Yeah, right. It's kind of it's like an auto lease. So you're sort of renting it. So now you're paying for the cost of the installation and equipment, as well as the cost of the power it generates from that equipment. So four different ways to do this. Now, let's see if we can confuse people even more. So I thought all these companies that were doing this would have their own sales staff, their own installation teams. Maybe they franchised it out to people, or maybe they had these are owned and operated operations across the country, across the city. No. Everybody coming to my door, XYZ Power Company, XYZ Solar Company, they're nobody. They're a guy with a stationery who represents nobody but himself. He somehow will take that contract you signed with him, and then what? He sells it to somebody else, or subs all that out. Somebody else installs it. Somebody else maintains it. Somebody else does this.
Yeah,
he's gone.
So that 9 out of 10 of the people that come to your door, they're not contractors.
No.
They are sales organizations that get you to execute a contract, and then they sell that contract essentially, or a contractor, a legitimate contractor, buys that contract from the sales organization, mm-hmm. and you just essentially pay the markup. That sales organization just charges a markup on
it. So think about this. You're making a contract under any of those scenarios to install something that's very expensive, to install it over, to pay for it over a period of time, which means it has to be maintained or whatever. It might break or something here. Or you're leasing it, or you're they're putting all these scenarios. You're talking about 10, 20 years. What's a typical solar panel last? 10, 20 years, something like that?
That
depends again on what kind of equipment you
get. The majority of solar panel manufacturers have a 25-year warranty, but there's other components that could last shorter. Your inverters can last 10 years, maybe 15. Some are 25.
It inverts it from the sun and turns it into regular electricity.
The solar panels are really the muscle. The brain is the inverter, and if anything's going to fail, it's oftentimes the inverter.
So you're contracted with somebody, and you're paying them, but you're either they're going to put it up for free and promise you they're going to maintain it, or you're going to pay for it and own it, or you're going to lease it. One of those three scenarios. They're putting it up, you're putting it up, or you're leasing it from them. And under any of those scenarios, who is going to fix this inverter when it breaks in 5 years?
Yeah, well, you have to choose a legitimate contractor, right?
Because this guy's gone. Joe's solar company, who is not a contractor, who doesn't install it, who doesn't own it, who will get out of the contract. He doesn't tell you this, but that's the guy knocking at your door.
Yeah, whenever you're buying third party, which is, a lease or a power purchase agreement where they're just trying to get you to sign right there with nothing down and you don't own it, right? No hassle. That's how it's often pitched. Or government subsidized, or, you know, free installation. All of those methods, in the end, the initial company that you sign up with, they end up becoming almost meaningless, right? Yeah. They almost become pointless. It's you and the finance company at that point that's making the payments. You don't often get into what kind of equipment you're purchasing. How often do you buy a car but not even look at what kind of car? You're just talking about the monthly payment.
So let's talk about that for a second. I thought all solar panels were the same. When I start going online, there are companies like Panasonic or LG, are those two the bigger ones, I think?
Yeah, and even LG unfortunately exited the industry last year. So Panasonic is, in my opinion, the Rolls-Royce of solar panels. It's undisputed one of the top manufacturers in the entire industry, if not the top manufacturer.
And what I read is what makes it a Cadillac, what makes it a Mercedes, a Rolls-Royce, whatever car you want to use here, is that, think about this, your cell phone has a battery in it. And over time, depending how much you charge it, whether you let it drain all the way down or charge all these rules and things, depending on how you use it and how much you use it, eventually that battery stops charging all the way up. It only fills up 80% of the way. And then you say, and it's running out faster and it's not holding on to the power. And so you eventually trade it in. You can't do that with your solar panel real easily. I can't just trade that in every 3, 4, 5, 10 years or something. And the cheaper panels, which I think mostly come from Korea, those panels maybe after 10 years, they're only 80% what they were originally.
That's the big thing, is that all the companies are offering this 25-year warranty, but there's so many exclusions that are associated with it. They're really more like 10, 12-year warranties oftentimes. Yeah. Panasonic, 25-year product, 25-year labor, 25 years on the actual workmanship. They're one of the only companies out there that give you a warranty on everything. This is a big deal. Who installs the solar system is critical, but the equipment that you choose to install, people do not dive into the equipment.
It's all the same, right?
And what happens is the contractor, if they go out of business, you're stuck with whatever equipment was on your house. And if you didn't the right equipment, you've got no warranty or a horrible warranty at best. And then if the equipment's not working, you got to find somebody else now to install it, and you got to pay them
and
to install it.
And who's out of this warranty? Does the solar panel made in Korea that went out of business? Find them to honor that warranty?
Yeah,
find
the off-brand equipment is plentiful, and there are many, many companies in the solar industry, unfortunately, that have gone out of business. A ton of companies. So
it's still the Wild West. It's still young, and people come and go. And so now I'm signing a contract with somebody who's not a company at all, or a contractor, not going to install it, not going to maintain it, not going to stand behind the warranty. They're probably selling me cheaper off-brand stuff that I didn't know exists. They may not last as long or work as long. And if it doesn't, it may have a warranty on paper, but who's going to warrant it? Him? He's gone. The company? They may or may not be around. How do I find them? How do I get to them? Then I got to go to some third party and they say, oh, gee, you got taken. That's lousy equipment. You should have bought this. You should have bought that.
And you know what, Paul? Even if they are here to, you know, honor, quote unquote, their warranty, oftentimes they don't. If you go online and you look at the reviews, there are so many different people that were sold one thing, and then the fine print, they didn't read. Who reads the fine print? Not very many people.
No.
But in the end, it's the company that you're choosing to do business with, and whether they're people that have integrity, people that are, you know, honorable, that care about creating long-term relationships versus making a quick buck. And I can tell you the vast majority of solar companies, when you go online and you do research, you can see they don't have good reviews. And that's because they're in it to make that quick dollar. Versus the companies that have good reviews, I care about my reputation more than anything.
I'm going to prove that at the end of this conversation. Go ahead.
It's very important to me. And that doesn't mean that every single system that we install is perfect. It doesn't mean that every process is perfect. But what it means is that at the end, if something doesn't go right, that the company you choose needs to be there to stand behind it, understanding what the meaning was behind the agreement that the two of you made. And if you made a good choice, then you'll choose a provider that'll be there to honor that agreement. And if you don't, oftentimes you can see online, companies just, they're there for the fine print.
We're going to talk about that because I did have some hiccups and I started to think, oh boy, here I go again. After all my effort, I got taken. This is another one of these guys that overpromised and underdelivered. And we had some hiccups and you and I came back and you honored it. You took care of it. You stood up and fixed it. And because you said, I'm here for the long run. Let's talk about why I picked you, why I came to you. So I'm getting people, I got my wife saying, let's do solar because it's a good thing. I see the tea leaves that we're all going to electric vehicles and we're going to need to generate this, and that the power is going up and up and up because the costs of generating, the cost of doing it, and the cost of these wildfires, and they're going to go out of business if they don't stop causing these wildfires, and all that gets passed on to the consumer, all the costs that they're incurring, these litigation costs. All that tells me I got to get out and get my own solar power. And I quickly decided I don't want to just rent it and lease it forever here. Yeah. I want to own it. I want to have this. I want to take the tax credit. But more importantly, 10, 20 years from now, whatever the term is of my financing, I'm done because I'm a senior citizen. I'm entering into that last phase here. I'm in my 60s. And by my 70s or 80s, I don't want to be worrying about power here. So maybe I've guessed wrong. Maybe I'll need a little more or something. I hope not. But I don't want to have those bills going forward. I want to pay it off. So I was unhappy with the people knocking on my door. I'm getting wildly different figures. One person wants this much. Somebody else wants this much. How much did he charge? Well, I'll do this. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Everybody's just marking this up, whatever they think the market will bear. And I said, isn't there anybody that actually, one, installs the good stuff. Not too many people out there doing the high pre- if Panasonic's the gold standard, and that seems to be from my research, you're one of the only, are the only one?
We are the Panasonic Elite Installer for Orange County. Panasonic only has one Elite Installer per territory, and we are the Elite Installer for Orange County. So,
so you had to prove something and earn that.
Oh, yeah. We had to be thoroughly vetted. They had to go out and do audits of our solar installations. Panasonic stands behind our warranty. If for some reason we're ever not here, and we are definitely going to be here, but if for some reason we weren't, Panasonic has audited our work and feels comfortable enough to step in and take over our warranty on the workmanship.
And I can find Panasonic 20 years from now, whatever. I suspect.
110-year-old company.
Yeah, exactly. So I wanted to find the good stuff. That was you guys. You're the what do you call it? The
Elite
installer. And there's only, are you the only one in Orange County?
Only one.
All right. So that started there, and then I was shocked to see you guys have your own crews. You're not subbing this out. You got real trucks. You're real contractors. You come out and really put this on the roof. That didn't seem to be something I saw very often here.
No. And so I'm a licensed General B contractor, and we are C10 electricians as well. The majority of the industry is all, like I said, sales organizations. And the people that you talk to, you can tell when you're talking to them. But the majority of all the companies out there, they're taking the job that you sign, and they're selling it off to a subcontractor. You're never going to know who that subcontractor is. And this isn't just the small companies, by the way, Paul. These are the biggest companies.
Yeah.
These are the Teslas. These are the Vivints. These are the Sunruns.
Right.
These are the people you see in Costco. They are subcontracting out the work. And so you're signing up with them, and then some other crew that you'll never know of is doing the installation.
Right. And eventually, if there's a problem, the maintenance and all the other things, repair and everything. All right. So I came to you. I found a company that had sold the good stuff, which I found to be Panasonic. I was impressed that you'd done this for a while. You weren't here for 3 months like some of these companies were. You've been here for what, 10 years? 20?
Yeah, I've been doing solar since 2010. My company right now, OC Solar, has been here since 2016.
So not many of those. Long list of on Yelp, all the kind of stuff we're always looking for, makes you feel comfortable. But you're installing it, and we chose to finance it. We did it through a credit union that you actually referred to for us. And you're there. We're both in this for 20 years. You didn't walk away. You're there to stand behind this equipment on behalf of the work you did and the contract we signed with you, and for the manufacturer that you represent here. You're the face, you're the guy to go to if there's a problem for the next, whatever the term of this is, 10, 20 years.
This is what I tell people that we're talking to that are interested in going solar but are struggling to choose the contractor. I tell them to go online and look at the reviews of the company they want to choose, because it's really easy to make a decision based on price or based on some sales pitch. But what you want to see is whether or not the customers were happy with their decision at the end.
Right.
When somebody chooses this company, they were sold something, did they meet their expectations at the end? Were they happy?
And that's why you're sitting in this chair, because I was concerned at first. I went through all this stuff. I felt like, quite frankly, all these other guys were scam artists or snake oil, or I was getting bait and switch or whatever. Whatever term you want to do, I didn't feel comfortable with the relationships of the people. They were all nice guys. They all had a good story, but the more you dug, when they tried to pressure me to close me that night and didn't want to allow me to look into any of this stuff, and then the more I looked into it, I got more and more confused by all the different options, the different companies out there. I said, let's go back and look for what I want. I want a company that's been here for a while, assume they're going to stay. I got a company that sells the best stuff, and it's got long reviews, and that was you. And the list was not long. I think it was you and nobody else I came up with that fit all those criteria. Is that true? There's other good companies, I'm sure, out there, but you fit all those criteria. Now, let's be honest. Here's what happened in our process. So we put it off for a while for a variety of reasons. It took a lot longer to get approved through our homeowners association than I ever thought. I got in a pissing match, I'm sorry to say, with one of my neighbors who said, I'm not going to sign off until you do take your tree down and some other stuff. So things went on and on and on. And this thing, what should have been a month or two, turned into a 6-month deal. In that period of time, your company's growing so fast. I kind of fell in the cracks, I think, a little bit here. Suddenly, I can't get you out. Suddenly, I can't do this. And when they did come out, the guy screwed up and didn't turn the system on. I didn't know, and I'm still getting bills for a month or two here.
Horrible.
So all of a sudden, I came back to you, and I thought, uh-oh, are you going to stand up and be the guy that you said you were going to be?
And I was in the Bahamas at that point.
Were you? Okay.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
With our money here, I said, yeah, I'm having a good time. And you met with me, you talked with me, and I came in very angry, and I said, look, after all I've done, I thought you were the guys, and now you've disappointed me here. It took a while to get installed. It didn't get turned on right away. I'm still getting bills. You said, show me the bills. Here it is. I'm going to take care of it. We're going to not only fix it, but we're going to make it right. And if we've caused, the system didn't go on was supposed to or whatever here, we'll pay for those things. You did what nobody did. You stepped up and did it. And I didn't have to threaten you. I didn't have to say, oh, I'm going to take you to court and all this other stuff here. It was an honest reaction. And you basically said, look, we're growing so fast. I'm sorry. You fell through the cracks in this one. Because it took so long to get your system up and going, it didn't happen in a month or two. It took 6 months for you to get all these approvals in place, which is on me. You know, I had to fight it and go through all this. So you can't get the approvals. So you took care of it. And I was stunned. And I said, I need to tell that story because I don't expect everything to go perfect, particularly in construction. What I do expect is somebody to give me an honest answer and to step up and to make it right.
And actually know that somebody's working on your project, right? Yeah. Diligently, that you have eyes on it. Throughout all of 2022, in reality, we were doing about 40 to 50, give or take, installations per month on a monthly basis. Wow. When we hit January, February, March,
which is when we hit,
yeah, we began doing 100 to 150 projects per month. We had a huge influx of business that came in literally overnight. And when that happened, our company had to make a lot of adjustments. And there was some customers like yourself that experienced delays and that were kind of a victim of our company's growing pains.
Right.
And I think that the difference that I was trying to make sure that you at least knew, and any customer that ever doesn't have a perfect experience, is that this is just the start of the relationship.
Exactly.
I don't want you to feel like because the installation didn't get done on time that now for the next 25 years that the company that you chose
is going to be slow to react,
the opposite.
Right.
The complete opposite. I need to react immediately and make sure that this is made right.
Well, you did. And that's why you're here. I've got this platform and I thought, let's come in and tell my story because I want to tell people how confused I was, how uncomfortable I was from all the other companies, the way they're presenting it, how confused I was. If I didn't say that already, I don't understand how this all works and what my choices are. And then it's the typical contractor story. I think every time I get a contractor to do anything, whether it's kitchen recabinets or anything else, it's all going to be a problem. They're not going to be there. They're not going to do what they say. It's going to be cost overruns. It's going to be delayed.
Well,
that's my typical experience.
Between sales organizations being heavily involved and contractors, sales organizations and contractors don't have the greatest reputations to begin
they
with.
They sure don't. And not nor does my experience change that narrative. It's been the same for me here.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate. So that's what we're trying to change, right? And our company is trying to have a transparent business model where we can give you all of the options. We can lay it out in front of you. We have a warranty that we stand behind. We're going to make sure that you're happy at the end. That is our guarantee. It's not that everything's going to go perfect. If you're doing business with a company that claims everything's going to go perfect, then you're probably dealing in the wrong direction.
Particularly in the world of construction and permits and all this stuff here.
Things that are out of your control. But it's important that you know that we're going to do it as best as anyone out there. We've done over 2,000 installations in just Orange County alone. And I can tell you that we're very familiar with all the building departments and all the jurisdictions. Nobody works better with them than we do. But even then, sometimes things don't go right, and we're going to be there to stand behind it. And Panasonic knows that. Tesla knows that. All of the biggest manufacturers that are out there are backing our organization. We care a lot about our customers and our reputation. And I think that's why we've been able to develop the reputation that we have.
Well, you proved it with me. So if anybody wants to, anybody can call me up and I'll verify this. Paul Roberts, OC Talk Radio. It was a good experience. It's good equipment. We had a hiccup and they fixed it and they stood behind it. And that's why I wanted to tell this story today, because I think too many people are getting taken to the cleaners. They're getting lost. They're getting confused. They may be even, maybe scammed is a hard word, but they're not getting what they thought they were going to get here and from the who they thought it was. So my recommendation is to anybody that listens, do your research, get the good equipment because you want to be in it for the long run. Somebody's going to stand behind it. The equipment's going to last and not turn out to be, need to be replaced faster than you think it does because it's not holding the juice anymore here or generating.
No, we want to create a long relationship, and that involves pairing you with the right product, not the one that's going to make us the most money. The one that's
I'm going to say the most shocking thing, and I don't even think I told you this before. So I had all these half a dozen. I went crazy. I probably had half a dozen guys come out, and you were the last. You were not the cheapest, but you weren't the most expensive. You're offering better equipment. You're really installing it. You're standing behind it. I thought this is, I'm going to get Cadillac prices. I'm going to get top prices. It wasn't the most expensive quote I got. It wasn't the cheapest, but it wasn't. And I thought, I like that. I like being in the middle somewhere there.
I like being that. That's our business model. Look, we're kind of like Costco, right? I want to provide really high quality products, the highest quality products, at really, really fair prices. Yeah. We're not going to be the most expensive guy. I don't want to be the cheapest guy either. Because
I always worry about that.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's not possible to get the best customer service, the best product, the best service level, all at the cheapest price.
No.
That's just not possible.
Somebody told me years ago when it comes to any sort of personal service, whether it's a painter or a contractor or anybody, there's three things people want. They want cheap price. They want top quality, and they want quick installation. And the guy told me, pick two of them. You only get two out of three.
Two out of three.
And you guys met that. And in fact, you really kind of did all. Other than the installation wasn't the fastest. That
two,
was
and, two and a half.
Yeah,
two and a half.
But this is my way of more than just writing on it on Angie's List or Yelp. Good guys, give them a try, work for us. All that's true. I'm telling you that before you do any of this, think carefully. This is a 20-year commitment. It's a major expense in your house. It's not something quick or frivolous or simple to do. And when you do it, think about it carefully. Now, I still say there's a story on beyond this that we don't have time to tell today, and that is the big picture. Where is California going with solar here? It seems like it's inevitable, and yet the utility companies seem to be fighting it tooth and nail, even though, Lord knows, they're having trouble staying alive with all the lawsuits because of the wildfires their transmission lines are causing. They're having trouble getting new power online to satisfy all the new EVs and everything else we're generating here. You think they'd welcome this, and instead, my general impression is they seem to be slow walking it or fighting it or delaying it.
Paul, if you want to frame your home or pour concrete, it's been the same for 50, 100 years, right? If you want solar, we deal with changing legislation.
Constantly.
We deal with literally politics.
There was some, in fact, I somehow accidentally got grandfathered into the old rate. Didn't something change in like March?
Utility companies are constantly changing their plans, right? So on April 15th, we just had a massive change. It was from NEM, which is Net Energy Metering 2.0, to now the Net Billing Plan, which is being, which is now the utility company's new rate plan that took place, also known as NEM 3.0.
All of which has to be approved by the state and the licensing.
Yeah. The Center of Public Utility Commissions approves all of these changes. But we have all of this, these moving parts, including a technology that's constantly changing over and over and over again. We have financing and interest rates that are constantly fluctuating. We have a million different components that are working at any given point in the solar industry, and it's confusing. That's why we're trying to present ourselves as being consultants. We're not a sales company.
Right.
We're not just a contractor. Our company is here to give you all of the options to simplify it and to make it easy for you because it is complex.
Well, you did that. You made it easy. Most of what I learned was either started from you guys and me going to verify it on the internet and being shocked at what I was finding about how solar works, how it's available, how it's financed, purchase, lease, whatever you call the other one. What's the other
power
one?
Power purchase agreement.
I'm either purchasing the power or I'm leasing the equipment or I'm owning the whole system and I'm paying for it up front or I'm financing over a certain period of time. All of those moving parts, very confusing because it's like putting an addition on your house in a sense.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely it is. It's not like just, you know, it used to be a cheaper it used to be less expensive than it is today because there's a battery now component that's associated with it. The return on investment is as good as ever, but it's more complex now.
Right.
It's a more complex environment. We have to future-proof. We have to be able to size your solar system properly because it's not just how much power you're utilizing. So that's where the expertise really comes
in.
I'll
tell you, the other thing is I got more power. I think I got a 5-kilowatt system with you guys for what most people were quoting me originally. They were saying, oh, you can probably get by with a 3-kilowatt system. Well, maybe today, but you said, well, let's build a little more in. It's a little cheaper to do it now than it is later. I didn't feel like, oh, he's just trying to raise the bill or sell me more or something here. It made sense.
Yep. And now you're locked in too, right? Because if we have to add more panels on in the future, which you can most definitely do, you can certainly do that, but you have to pay for permits again. You have to pay for plan sets and engineering. Right. You got to go through a whole project management process, utility fees. And that whole process is much more exhaustive than just popping in a couple extra panels exactly. When you've already done everything else.
Exactly. So think carefully about what you're doing. It is a commitment. On the positive side, I will tell you, it's been a joy. My wife went out and got an EV, and now we're doing this in September of 2023, for those listening in the future here. Gas shot up to $6, over $6 again, and she's laughing. I'm still driving a gas vehicle, and she's looking at me every day saying, hey, what's gas today? Oh, not for me. All that fear is out of her head. You know, we're seniors now. We're in our late 60s. She's already retired. I'm not. I'm still running this radio station. And she's got that burden off. She's also, we're old hippies, I guess. We feel good about leaving the planet better than we found it. We feel like we're making some contribution to do that for our grandkids and everybody else. And I, as a person looking ahead at wondering what's the future going to look like, the good news is I'm going to live to be 90. The bad news is I'm going to live to be 90. How am I going to pay for this? How am I going to do all this stuff here? One of the things is I've got to fix my utility costs. Or if I sell my house, I got to believe this adds value to the house. Maybe it doesn't, I don't get more for the house, but maybe they're more likely to buy my house than the next
house.
Well,
if you were going to buy a house and your neighbor, and there's two model match homes, and one of them had no utility bill, and one of them had a $500 per month utility bill, exactly. Which do you like more?
Exactly. So all of those things that made economic sense, it made long-term security, it made me feel good about what we're doing. It made me not fear, since I got an electric vehicle, about electric prices spiking and going up and where that's going and where utilities are going. I got 100 good reasons to do it. I only had one bad reason. I couldn't figure out who to buy it from because it all seemed like a bunch of shady characters just showing up that a hit-and-run artist.
Is that a pun? Shady. maybe we're the sunny characters.
I like that. You're the sunny company here. In a world of shady characters, you're the sunny company. Well, I felt strong enough to invite you on here again. I'm not getting compensated. This is for free. I really believe everything I'm saying, and I welcome anybody to call me here at OC Talk Radio, and I'll tell you our story here. But I do think it's a bigger story, and I hope that we can have you come back over time and talk about the bigger issue, not just about your company and what you do, but where this is all going.
Yeah,
it's all headed.
I'd love to do that. It's a complex issue. I think there's some education that needs to take place, you know, whether it's locally or nationwide. We have to bridge this gap in consumer distrust that's taking place.
And disinformation.
Disinformation.
I didn't know where to go. It was really hard to figure this out. It took me a while to dive in. I had a lot of conflicting stuff and a lot of baloney I had to sort through before I said, oh, I get it now.
It's not getting better. It's the issue's getting worse. So,
well, we feel good about what we did, and I'm going to tell anybody. How do they reach you if they want to find out more about your company and start the conversation? I'm sure there are other good companies out there too, but yours been around for a while. You do what you say you're going to do. You do it yourselves. You're selling the best stuff at a good price. How do they reach you?
Thank you. Yeah. So, honestly, you can go online and just type in top rated solar company. Our website is ocsolar.com.
Pretty simple.
You can also go to any of our socials. Our phone number 949-427-8817, and we'll be able to help you out and get you an estimate or answer any of your questions.
Do you serve outside of Orange County or just Orange
County? Yeah. No. So name OC Solar, but we have roughly 100. mile operating radius. So we operate in LA County, Riverside County, San Diego County, even parts of San Bernardino County. So we can definitely, you know, help assist. We're also looking into expanding right now to two additional states, Texas and Florida. So that'll be over the next 12 to 18 months.
Well, I can see why you're growing. I can see why you're going, because you do good work. And when there's a hiccup, you handle it. So I can't say anything better. It's not just how people, what they promise, it's what they do with the promises they make. And you're a stand-up guy, and you stood up for us, and we feel good about the purchase we made. So appreciate you coming in,
you.
And I hope this helps.
Thank you. Oh, no, this is great. I want to do it again.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Well, there you have it. My own personal testimonial this week here, and my own personal journey about how confusing, chaotic, and uncertain I was in purchasing solar. I don't want you to go through the same thing, so I thought this would help. It's my way of sharing what we went through, and I hope it helps you. Right here in Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio,